You're listening to Spokespeople.
Okay. Hi, podcast listeners. This is Zoe. I mean Sarah.
And this is Becca.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Zoe.
That's me.
You're supposed to just run in and say, that's me.
Oh, that's me.
Okay, fine. All right. The story you're about to hear, told by Zoe Lehman.
Come say it.
Why are you?
Because it's funny. We do that. The story you're about to hear, told by Zoe Lehman.
That's me.
Comes from our March 2013 show, Perfect Timing at Actual Cafe.
Enjoy.
Our next storyteller is the advisory board's very own Zoe Lehman. Zoe Lehman is a glitter enthusiast, public health worker bee, glutton for sunshine, and lover of stories. She can almost always be found with a smile and a cup of tea. Please welcome Zoe.
The story that I'm going to tell you guys about tonight kind of centers around my mom, who isn't here tonight, but is a lovely person. And this story took place when I was 3 years old. 3 years old? 3 years old? We're good? Okay. When I was 3 years old, which would have been in 1989, and it was the fall of 1989, and my mom and I were going on an afternoon excursion to Safeway. And it was at the normal time that I would be taking a nap, but because of various things, she had taken me to the store instead, and we were in Safeway, and we were shopping, and as almost always happened on our shopping trips, I saw something that I really, really wanted, like wanted so badly, in that way that like three-year-olds really want things, and it's going to make their whole life so much better, and they need it right now. And this thing was these beautiful, sparkly headbands, and they came in all these different colors. You can tell that I've grown up a lot since then. But anyway, so there were like red ones and yellow ones, and they were all like clear plastic with sparkles inside of them. There's a bag of them, and I grabbed them off the shelf, and I was like, Mom, can I please have these? I want these so badly. And she was like, oh my God, no, put those back. Those are going to break in 5 seconds flat. They're not going to hold your hair back. You're going to be crying in like 2 days over the fact that you have none that are left. I'm not buying this for you. So I'm like following her around the store, and she's picking up all the like reasonable items like bread and milk, and I have these headbands, and I'm like, how about these? How about now? How about now? Is now a good time? Now can I have these? And she's like, no, put them back. And at that point, we're standing like near the checkout counter, and I'm feeling like it's my really last opportunity to convince her that this is a really good idea. And so I'm like making my best puppy dog faces, and I'm like, please, I will never ask for anything again. I want this so badly. And at that point, everything kind of starts to shake, and the ground is shaking, and I look over at the canned food aisle, and all of the cans are falling off of the shelves, and people are, like, looking really confused and screaming. It's really loud, and my mom, like, shoves me under the little counter where they bag your food at the end of Safeway when they used to give you paper bags back in the day. And so I'm, like, under there, and I'm just watching this chaos happen, and as soon as it stops shaking, my mom grabs me by the hand, and we, like, skate through all of the water that is spilled onto the floor as the emergency water fell right in front of the doorway, which seems like poor planning to me, but whatever. We run home, and I was telling the story the other night. My friend was like, oh, my God, it's like those signs near the border where they have the family, and the kid is kind of, like, flying behind them because they're being held by the aunt. I was like, it was exactly like that. I was holding my mom's hand, and I was flying along. My feet were not touching the ground at all. And we went home, and it had been the Loma Prieta earthquake of 1989, which was a huge earthquake here in the Bay Area. And the house was mostly fine. There were some like wine glasses that had broken, and the TV had like tipped over. And most notably, there was this like cinder block bookcase that was in my bedroom, and it had completely fallen on top of my bed and had like crushed the bed, but I had not been in it because I had been at Safeway with my mom. And the most important thing was that I realized when we got home that I still had the headbands in my hand. And I was like, yes, I win. And like in my imagination, this is like one of those slow motion moments where the sun is shining on you and you have the headbands and you're just like, ah, the world is my oyster. And so I show my mom the headbands, and I'm like, can I keep them? And her face just falls. And amidst all this earthquake chaos, she's like, no, you stole those. We have to take them back. So everything is, like, settling out in the Bay Area. People can't get home from work because the bridge is, like, broken in half, and, like, all of this chaos is going on. And my mom drags me back to Safeway and marches me up to the checker and is like, my daughter has something that she would like to tell you. And I'm like holding the headbands, which were the prettiest thing in the whole world, and I'm like, I'm really sorry, I stole these and now I want to give them back. And the checker looks at us and is like, are you insane? We've lost like hundreds of thousands of dollars in items that were broken during the earthquake. Like, I don't care about these $1.50 headbands, it's not a big deal at all. And my mom is like, no, we want to pay for them. And the checker is like, lady, our cash machines aren't working because the electricity is out. Just like, keep the headbands. You're welcome. Like, it's fine. And my mom is like, fine. So I would like to tell you that I was so careful with those headbands. They did break very rapidly, but I was really, really careful with them. They only broke very slowly. And I think every single picture of me from that year has me wearing at least one of the headbands, if not like a couple of them at a time. So it's my perfect timing story.
Audio production for this podcast was by Ian Ratzer, with content management by Sarah Barres and photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
If you liked this story, join us for our live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org.
And like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Thanks for listening.